Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is finding our truth. This is a good topic this morning. So, why is finding our truth so important?
Good morning, Chas. Why is it so important? Well, I never even thought about, first of all, let me just say, I never thought about finding my truth until I came into recovery. And probably got into therapy, too, that I started to think deeper. I wasn't a deep thinker up to that point prior to recovery. I was just surviving. I was just, you know, probably priding myself on keeping my house clean and, you know, my job, my career, you know, raising my children, like all the things it was just a huge part of my life. We had a business, so there was just a lot going on. So there was no deep thinking. It was just functioning. I was just in the throes of my codependency, let me just say. But and trying to raise a family, but just lost, completely lost. So coming into recovery, I started to find some truth about who I was. And it's taken years, by the way, and it's not quick. This isn't quick stuff that happened. But I began to figure out, learn who I was, what I liked, what my feelings were. These were not things that I spent a lot of focus on. Thinking deeper just was not in my in my mind to do that. But today, finding truth for me is hugely important because I always want to know. How about you?
It's funny. Yeah, I too. It's not like I spent my time sitting around saying, I wonder what my truth is. Like, no, that was never something for me either until I came into recovery. But now it's such a huge part of my life because, you know, my head has told me so many lies that I believed to be the truth that when I found out the real truth, it was like, I don't know, like this light bulb went off and I don't know, so much reassurance in that. There's so much comfort and reassurance in truth for me. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree.
It's like you always have that to fall back on. Even on those days when maybe your head's, you know, lying or, you know, trying to pull you down or sabotage you or whatever it's doing. And, you know, just to ask yourself, what's the truth here? Like you always like, and I know I've gotten that from you. Like you always say that, like, what's your truth? Yeah. What is the truth?
Yeah. And there probably was a time and for me too, that we've been very puzzled by that question.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when I ask it to people that are new, they're very puzzled too, because it's not the way we're used to thinking. We're used to thinking externally, not internally. But for me, it was one of the first steps into beginning to build an interior life rather than just focus on my exterior, because up to that point, everything had been external. And then there came this journey, the spiritual journey, the spiritual path of going inward and, you know, and finding the gifts there. And it's a process and it's a journey, but it is the journey. Yeah.
I agree. Now, it's not to say just because you find your truth doesn't mean you always like your truth, right?
No, I don't always like it.
I definitely
not required.
Well, okay, so I guess my soul, like the real me, probably likes my truth. My ego fights it.
Yes.
My ego fights my truth.
Yeah, your ego, your shadow, your dark side, we all have one. It doesn't know. It doesn't like all the good things. It doesn't. It's going to resist it. It's going to try to talk you out of it.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to try to move you away from it because it wants to stay with what it knows, which is, you know, the way we've lived prior.
Yeah, for sure.
All the conditioning.
Yeah. I think my biggest truth lately, well, have been with the holidays coming. You know, I shared before that I did Thanksgiving on my own, which I have seen how my mind wants to keep questioning it. Even this morning, we talked about it again. But my truth remains the same. And that is that no matter the social gathering, that I am the kind of person that can only handle so much. I don't think it matters who I'm around. I mean, even when I'm around my closest friends who take nothing from me, I wouldn't be able to spend all day with them either. So that is just a part of me, and my mind doesn't like that because it creates a feeling of being alone, I guess.
Yeah.
As I'm saying it out loud, I guess that's the truth.
Yeah, well, your mind, you know, you said at one time your mind would play the loser story.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it still played that story this time, but I think you are diminishing that story by just walking it out and doing what feels right for you and ignoring all the voices that tell you otherwise, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What do you think is one of your truths that you're finding out that you didn't know most recently?
You know, well, if we talk about the holidays, my truth is that, you know, one time I was that person that liked to keep my house full of people. I think I enjoyed it. I feel like when I look back, I did. But it also gave me a sense of security, a sense of belonging, a sense of family. You know, those things were hugely important to me. My external life was hugely important to me because I didn't have anything to pull on inside. And so I would go to great lengths to, you know, cook for days and have the holidays at my house. So that meant cleaning for days and then cleaning afterward for days. And, you know, just all the stuff. I enjoyed it. I know that I did. But as I get older, simple and easy is better for me today. One, I have some physical issues, so I have to be mindful of that. But also too, I'm not that person anymore. And maybe it's because I have found an internal life too, where I enjoy the quiet. I enjoy the peaceful rhythm of my life. I don't need a lot of external, distractions because, the quiet feels good. It feels soothing to my soul. And it doesn't mean that I don't completely throw socializing out. I mean, of course, I want to see my family, grandkids and stuff on the holidays. It doesn't mean that. But it just means that I'm not that all-day person anymore that would just go to every length. And I don't have a deep interest in the holidays, first of all. Maybe because I have lost so much of my family, and especially after my daughter died. Just became harder to really want to celebrate without both my children there. But you know, you do what you need to do. And now I'm blessed that I have, my son and my, daughter-in-law and my two little grandchildren. Adorable. Let me just say that. but you know, short and sweet, simple. I need simple. Yes, and I, you know, also would go spend days, you know, all day shopping with friends or just, I just, that's not me anymore. Well, I'm not that shopper anymore anyway, but all day anything does not feel good. Doesn't matter how much I care about that person. I went from a 2-hour date. I remember I reached a period in my life where I realized that 2 hours was my max. And so I was honest with people and just said, I'm a 2-hour date. That's it. And I would go home. But then it became a 1 hour date. And now I don't know what it is. It just makes but it's okay. It is what it is.
Yeah, it changes. And I was never an all-day person, like ever. Ever. Yeah. I may have tried, but oh boy, that just, yeah, it's not me. And that's my
Okay.
truth, I guess.
Yeah, it's your truth, and it's okay. We're all, uniquely wired the way we are.
Yeah.
Also, things change as we evolve because, like I said, I didn't have any interior life. So, everything, my whole sense of being rested on what was going on externally. There was nothing to pull from, not even faith, because faith was very confusing prior to recovery for me, very confusing. So I
Yeah.
didn't really go there very often unless I felt like I was in the foxhole or something. But yeah, it makes a difference when you have when you build an interior life, then you have a foundation that you can build on, and you can build a strong foundation. And it doesn't mean you don't need people. It doesn't mean that you don't socialize. It doesn't mean that. It just means that you can do both.
Yeah. And it makes a difference when you enjoy your own company too.
Yes, for sure.
When you
Yeah.
can learn to get to that place, which takes time.
And I know that you've questioned, and I've heard other women question whether they are re being a recluse by because they like to stay home with themselves. No, I think that when you're that comfortable, I mean, when I think of a recluse, I think of somebody that's so scared of people they don't want to come out of their house.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to interact. They don't know how to build those relationships, so they completely avoid it. That's how I see a recluse. But then I see women who, like yourself and myself too, that just enjoy your own company, can amuse yourself. A day can go by and you don't even know what you did, but you were in the moment of whatever you were doing, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, so yeah.
Yeah.
Good. It's
It
good.
is. It is good. And that's another truth that I've had to own too, is that I deserve love and I deserve goodness in my life. That's another thing that I honestly didn't know that. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
So
That's a beautiful truth, right?
it is a beautiful truth. It's maybe the golden truth is that we all deserve love and
Yeah.
success and goodness.
Yes. But here's the deal, and I'm not talking about you because I know this doesn't really apply. Though there's a part of you wants to hang on, there's a part of me too, ego, that wants to hang on to stuff. But there are also people that will sabotage it, that are so attached to their story
Yep.
that they can't move forward. They can't embrace goodness. They can't embrace love and connection and fellowship. It just all feels too frightening. And
Yeah.
so it's easier to be on alone and lonely than step out, right?
Yeah, and the saddest part about that is that they have no idea what they're doing.
No, they really are, they're unconscious
Yeah.
and they're listening to fear and they're not trying to evolve and push through it. So, and I've learned that to let people be there, it's okay. We all get a choice
Yeah.
for our life. And so if that's someone's choice, then I honor that. I don't agree with it. It wouldn't work for me, but I honor it.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep following truth. I want to keep replacing fear with truth. That's
Yeah.
my goal.
Yeah. Good idea, Jess. Me
Yeah,
too.
thanks.
Me too.
So, anything else you'd add on finding our truth?
No, I would just encourage the audience to go deeper. There's external things that are wonderful to experience, and it is part of the human experience, but on a spiritual level, there's another journey, and it's the inward journey. And I would suggest that every person take it because there is so much wealth in there. Yeah, and And it will teach you, your interior life will teach you what your soul wants so that you can move in a direction that feels right and aligns with your truth, with your truest self. But in order to know what that is, you have to go deeper. You have to look at things. And sometimes things are uncomfortable, but that's all part of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life isn't always about feeling good and being comfortable. No. It's about doing the work and getting in the trenches and rolling in the mud. That's yeah. really what it's about. That's the journey.
Yep. Yeah. And don't always listen to your thoughts.
Oh, don't listen to your thoughts. Unless you're balancing your checkbook or something.
Yeah.
Writing out your grocery list. Then okay, but beyond that, not so much.
Yeah, if your mind is holding very tightly to something, it's probably not your truth.
Exactly. It's ego.
Yeah.
Tricking you.
Yes.
Into thinking it's truth.
Yes. So, well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!